brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. We're now into hour number three. And Aaron Russo is on the line with us from Houston, Texas. And he's going to be talking about American freedom to fascism. April 15th is coming up. He's also going to be discussing some of the... He went further than he's ever gone in an interview I did with him for video Saturday in Houston about what Nick Rockefeller told him and how he tried to recruit him. And also, out of the gates... Aaron's going to tell you about how he's doing medically right now. There's been a lot of questions, a lot of rumors flying around out there. But first off, Aaron, you are just a great guy. I felt like I knew you all these years talking to you over the phone, interviewing you, but it was really great meeting you and your wife and your dog, Saki.
Hey, thank you, Alex. It was a pleasure to see you on Saturday. I really enjoyed the interview. It was great you came over to Houston to do it. And I'm indebted to you, and the whole country's indebted to you for what you're doing. And it's just a great thing, and I was glad to meet you face-to-face for the first time. I felt like I've known you for years. I mean, I've so respected, I don't mean to overdo it, but I so respected your work and what you've been doing over all these years and fighting for the true values of this country and freedom. And to meet you face-to-face and to see you're really a very kind guy, and you have a big heart and you mean well. And it was a terrific interview. And I'm glad we met, and it was a pleasure to see you. It really was.
Oh, it was wonderful meeting you, and all those kudos back at you. Aaron, I didn't know you've been fighting cancer for 4+ years, and I didn't know that you keep beating it, but then it keeps coming back. You really have been fighting hard, and you're in Houston right now. Bring folks up to speed on that.
Oh, sure. Well, I've been fighting cancer for 4 years, and what happens, I've had three different surgeries to get rid of tumors, and... every time we do it, we think the cancer was gone, and it would keep coming back. And the tumors were just a symptom of the problem, and the cancer never really left, even though at times I thought it did. And when I came back from Germany, they removed four tumors from me in Germany, I did a PET scan, and they said I was free of cancer. But a few months later, I discovered that it was back again. And so now what I'm doing is we're attacking the source, the root of the cancer, and not just the tumors, not just the symptoms. And there's a method in dealing with cancer where they actually identify the gene that's causing the cancer. And if you have a malignant gene that's out of sync with the rest of your body, they can identify it. And then there's certain medications you can take that will starve the cancer cells of blood, so the cancer will wither away and die. And that's what I'm doing now. And it's really very cutting-edge stuff. And I'm very, very happy here in Houston doing what I'm doing. And, I feel great. I feel very confident that I'm going to beat my cancer, or the cancer. I shouldn't call it my cancer. But then I'm going to beat the cancer, and that we're going to get rid of this thing, and that it'll be fine, be cured for once and for all and be over with.
Now, you're a tough guy, Aaron. I mean, I appreciate you just days. You had another surgery just to, unblock part of your body. And, man, you're tough to still do the interview then with me. I know you were in a lot of pain, and I appreciate you doing it. I mean, I guess one of the tumors now was blocking your bladder, and they had to go in and put some stents in there. So you're roughing it, my friend.
Well, what happened was the tumor was there's a part of your body called the urea, which leads from the kidney into the bladder, and it's a tube, sort of, that you have to urinate through that goes to the bladder. The liquid goes to your bladder from the kidney, and the tumor was blocking it and not letting the water go through. And so I was swelling up with lots of liquid. I was, I was getting put on lots of water weight. And
stay there. We've got a break. Aaron Russo, an amazing individual. The director, the producer of American Freedom to Fascism, stay with us.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I don't want to belabor it all day, but he really is a guy with a lot of moral and physical strength. Aaron Russo, an amazing individual, Hollywood producer, championship arm wrestler, clothing designer, Bette Midler's manager, made movies with Eddie Murphy. But his really big accomplishments have been fighting the New World Order. His TV show, Mad as Hell, founding the Constitution Party, which he founded. He also got the Libertarian nomination briefly, and then it got taken away by some people combining their votes together. So, he's just an incredible fighter. And he, for 4 years, has been fighting cancer. Thought he'd beat it in Germany. While he was trying to finish American freedom to fascism, he came back, discovered he had cancer metastasized again. He's been down in Houston, had surgery on his urethra just so he could relieve himself, you imagine, a couple weeks without having to be able to go to the bathroom. And just days after his surgery, he sat down in a video interview with me because I'm putting it in my new film about the New World Order elite, the Bilderberg film I'm making. I don't know what I'm going to call it yet. We're just shooting and shooting and shooting. It's going to be the best film ever and that I've made. And just a great guy to give us so much of his time and to be joining us today. He's a real fighter, Aaron Russo. Aaron, so much to talk about outside of the cancer you're going to beat, but do you want to talk about the famous doctor you've got that I've interviewed, or you want to just leave that alone?
It's up to you, whatever you want to talk about.
Just briefly talk about the doctor, yeah.
Well, I'm working with Dr. Stan Brzezinski. He has the Brzezinski Clinic here in Houston, and he's a very, very cutting-edge guy. He's been fighting the FDA for years, and now he's doing clinical trials, and he's working with the Cleveland Clinic, and what he's doing as I tried to get into before, is they're finding ways to stop cancer by denying, by identifying certain genes and then denying blood to the cancer cells so those cancers will starve and go away. And it's very, very cutting-edge stuff, and I love this man. He's a brilliant, brilliant doctor, and I'm in the best hands possible, and I'm very confident that we're going to win and that I'm going to move on and make more movies or run for office or do the things that I want to do to stop what's going on in this country and to defeat this New World Order and the North American Union, because we must defeat it, and we have no choice. And I'm prepared to do what's ever necessary to do that. And that's why I made America Freedom to Fascism. And that's why I made the original thing Mad as Hell many years ago, which got me started in a way. And I just feel very strongly that we're in such a state of decline and that people have to get motivated. They have to join together. We have to stop being separate entities and letting everybody's egos get in their way. And we have to join together, all the people who believe in freedom and believe in the founding fathers and our Constitution and want individual liberty and not a country run by institutions, for the institutions and by the institutions, but a country run for the people, by the people, and people, you know, the citizens who want to do that have to join together and not be in separate groups.
You know, I want to talk about April 15th coming up and what's happening to Wesley Snipes, who you know personally and who's seen American Freedom to Fascism at your home. And I also want to talk about briefly encapsulating the whole Nick Rockefeller story, because you were pretty good friends with him. But before we do that, in my interview with you that's going to be up on Google Video by next week, because we're going to take our time with it, we're going to put it out for free, folks, because this is important info, needs to be heard, and select clips will be in the film. I want you to walk through, because I asked you, your life, what woke you up? And you told some stories I didn't know about corrupt police in Chicago, things you witnessed, things that helped you grow up. I mean, I had similar things happen to me that I saw growing up that let me not be as naive as some of the general public, and then how you lived in Tahiti, and you came back, and just your life. Then let's get into April 15th coming up, and then into Nick Rockefeller.
Okay, so you want me to discuss about what happened in Chicago when I was living in Chicago?
How you grew up, who you were, because that's important. What makes a leader, what makes a patriot, your process. I want folks to know who Aaron Russo is.
I see. Well, I I'm a guy I'm a Jewish guy, and I lived in New York, and late 60s, there was the whole rock and roll era going on of the hippies and the big Chicago convention where Mayor Daley was in 68. And it just so happens I opened a nightclub in Chicago in 1968. I was a 24-year-old kid, and I opened my first nightclub, and it was a big club. And we had lots of music acts in there. And at the time, we were attracting all the hippies were coming to the club. And also, that was the year of the Democratic Convention in Chicago. And so a lot of the hippies would come to Chicago to protest the convention. And my club became like a meeting place for a lot of the people who were very politically active. And we were having a concert there one evening. The club held like 5,000 people. It was a big nightclub. And it held 5,000 people, and I was looking out my office window. Because we were having this really lovely concert in there, and I was looking out my office window, and I saw all these police paddy wagons pulling up in front of my nightclub, and I had no idea why. And there were like 15 or 20 paddy wagons pulling up with their blue lights flashing, and I said, "Oh my God, we're being raided!" And I ran down to the stage, and I got on the stage, and I took the microphone from the band that was playing, and I said, "Listen, we're being raided by the police. Everybody sit down on the floor, pull out your whatever identification you have, and cooperate with the police." As I said that, a cop threw me off the stage into the arms of some other cops, and they dragged me out of the club. And as they were dragging me out, I saw the fire department was there, and they were dumping garbage cans all over the floor, littering the floor. I thought that was really odd. I didn't understand what was going on. And they threw me into the paddy wagon. As I got into the paddy wagon, one of the policemen grabbed me from the back of my testicles and just squeezed as I got into the paddy wagon. And it really was very, very painful. And the person that came in next, as he was entering the paddy wagon without resistance, they just banged him in the head with a billy club and split his skull. And he did nothing wrong. And I started seeing all this stuff. I couldn't believe what was happening. I thought I was in a dream world. And they booked us. They took us the thing. Finally, we were let out. And what happened was, a few days later, and they made the headlines in the newspapers, electric theater short-circuited, and my picture was on the front page. And a few days later, a couple of officers, policemen, came to see me. One was a captain, one was a sergeant. I still remember their names, even though I won't put it on the air now. And they came to see me, and they said, "Mr. Russo, we're sorry if you got hurt the other night. We didn't realize that was you. You're so young, you know, but, you know, we control the city, and if you want to stay in business, you know, we'll let you stay in business, but there's a certain plan you have to, there's certain plans you have to go by. We have the A plan, the B plan, the C plan, and the Super Deluxe plan. And the Super Deluxe plan will cost you this much money a month. And, you give us that much money a month. It was, I think it was $2,000 a month. And, whenever we're going to raid you, we'll let you know. We won't cause any real problems here. We'll work with you, you know. We'll just do things for parents' sake." And I went along with it, and I paid them off, and I gave them $2,000 a month. They would come every month and collect the money, and they told me the money was going to Mayor Daley. I don't know if that's true or not. I never saw it go to him. And I used to pay them off, and that was my first run-in with police and the police state, and I thought it was just Chicago.
Well, see, when I grew up in Rockwall, everybody knew the sheriff dealt all the drugs, and any other dealer that tried to cut in on his op got arrested. Then later, higher-level drug dealers, FBI, came and busted him. And that's just how life is. You got the naive idiots driving around. They have no idea what's all. And, of course, you thought it was just Chicago. You told me you learned it was the rest of the nation. Now you forgot to tell the part about why they were dumping the trash cans out.
Yes. This is great. So the next day in the newspaper, the cover story that they gave for the raid was that the fire department came to inspect the nightclub, and the nightclub was full of litter, and the fire department officials who found all this litter in the nightclub were attacked by the hippies. So they had to call the police to come and protect them. That was the story that was in the newspaper the next day. Total fraud, total fake. You know, just total nonsense.
Totally staged.
Totally staged, yeah, totally false. I mean, there wasn't one bit of truth to it, you know. And it was so clear. I saw them dumping the litter on purpose. These firemen dumping the litter. And I said, what are they doing that for? What was that about?
Then you learned later, and again, I've already done this video interview, folks. That's why I'm finishing a sentence this morning. But recapping, then you learned that with the retroactive tax law of 89, happened to my dad, too. They just come and say, you owe money now for all your old taxes. We're taxing you for a couple years back.
Yeah, well, what happened was I was a pretty big silver trader, and I took all the legal tax deductions I was entitled to take. And this was about 85 or 86, 87. I don't remember the exact year. And what happened was that the in 89, I believe it was, they passed a law outlawing those deductions. Right? But not only did they do that, they made it retroactive. So it was legal before, they said it was not legal anymore. Not only in the present, but in the past.
And they charged penalty and interest on something that was legal.
Right, and they charged penalties and interest. And I said, that can't be possible. They can't go do something retroactive, make a law retroactive. That's not possible. Everybody felt the same way I did. So there was a big class action lawsuit to stop it. But the court case said they could do it. And that's really when I got fed up with everything. I said, if they're going to do that, if they can make laws retroactive and then charge you penalties and interest and make you pay, then I'm living in a very sick country. I'm living in a country where there's no justice, there's no law, and that was really my beginning of my understanding about how evil things were here, how disgusting that they've become in this country, how corrupt and ugly and a lack of integrity and honor that our government has. And that we're just dupes for the government. And that was the beginning of my knowledge.
Absolutely. Aaron, amazing. There's a lot more to the story, but let's get into America Freedom to Fascism. April's coming up. We need a national mobilization to get your film out to at least 10 people. Every one of you out there, by April 15th, it's easy. I want you to sit down with 10 people or 10 separate groups, 10 separate showings in your neighborhood. We'll be right back with Aaron Russo.
Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has always chosen socialist one-worlders for its leadership? Did you know that the United Nations seeks power to control the environment, population, children, and the whole world? They want to dissolve our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. And request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 10, 2007, gold $609.70, ounce gold coin $630.05, $317.58 for half, $158.79 for quarter ounce coins at $630.05, $317.58, $158.79. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
To learn that everything you've been taught about your country is a lie. To learn that the whole financial system's a fraud. To learn that they're not through, they're taking everything over. What would you do if you learned the truth? Would you stand tall or would you turn and walk away, as Paris says? Aaron Russo, America, Freedom to Fascism director. We have links to his website up on InfoWars.com. We carry the amazing DVD, $19.95. When you get it for $19.95, you can get my new film, Terror Storm, for $9.95. I'm discounting my film to encourage you to get America, Freedom to Fascism. Even if you already have America, Freedom to Fascism, you need to support filmmakers like Aaron Russo so he can make more in the future. Very expensive film to make. Well over $1 million just in promotion for it. You need to support films like Terror Storm. Go to InfoWars.com. Aggressively buy a bunch of copies of it. Or go to Aaron's website and get some. And get them out to people. Now listen, this is the call to action. I just thought of this going into the last break. Instead of showing it to 10 people, is that use as much energy and say by April, you're going to have four parties. Four parties, that's easy. That's every 2 weeks. At your house, and you're going to invite the block over, then the next invite folks from work, the next, you know, maybe show it at Sunday school, and sit down, get a pizza, make some spaghetti, whatever, and, you know, sit around, and then watch the film, and then talk about it. You'll have a good time. And that's how you're going to wake people up and create buzz. I want parties with America, Freedom to Fascism, and then, you know, after April, you can do it with Terror Storm or whatever. Or if you want to be more aggressive, have a party every week or a meeting every week. Invite, I don't care if it's two people that come over or 15. I mean, this is how we're going to win the war. Aaron Russo?
I agree with you, and I think April 15th is coming. The movie describes what taxes are really about, what the truth is. And although I never recommend people not to pay their income tax, because as I tell people who always ask me, I say, listen, if the mafia came to you and wanted X amount of money every month from you, I could not advise you not to pay it because you'd get hurt, right? And the same thing with the IRS. I never advise people not to pay the IRS because you can get hurt, and if you're in jail, you can't fight, you know? But the truth is there is no law, and what we have to do is wake people up to the truth. April 15th is coming. Invite people over. If you get the movie on public access stations across the country, which we're doing now, and we played on one the other day in Maine, and there's so many requests to see it again, they're replaying it again. Get it on public access.
We played it here in Austin, yeah.
You know, but I'm saying on public access?
Yes, we did.
In Austin.
A couple weeks ago.
Right. Keep doing that. You know, across
I kind of snuck and did it. And now I'm glad.
I'm glad. I mean, I give my permission to play that in the country. You know, get it on public access, have parties, have people see it, get people to talk about it. You know, whatever it takes, we have to wake people up. We have to save this country.
And we've got to stop having a loser attitude. You know what I like about you, Aaron? Very few people I've met are like this. You are a go-getter. You got a strong spirit, and you're a winner, and you're not playing games. I mean, you're not doing this to lose, are you?
No, there's no way. What's the point? I mean, we have our life. And if we're not free people, what do we have? I refuse to allow this banking elite, which runs our country, to control my life. I refuse to let that happen. And I want to stand up for America and the people of America, and let's all stand together and take our country back. We cannot allow this to happen. I mean, I just read a story yesterday about Iraq, where what happened now is the puppet government in Iraq just gave the American oil or the oil companies, they just passed a law that the oil companies could not control the oil in Iraq. That's what it was about. That's why we went there. That's what this whole thing is about. I mean, that's huge. Why is the Iraq government giving it to the oil companies?
Hey, here? I'll take you one better. 2 days ago, you know, they attacked Somalia. It's now admitted in the back of the paper that our government's backing the warlords that killed our troops under Clinton and is overthrowing a legitimate government that's brought stability. But then the idiots are on talk radio going, we just got them Somalis back. No! Can you believe it?
It's also stupid. It's also fake. And so what has to happen, the people of goodwill, the people who want to be free, the people who don't want the North American Union, you know, the people who don't want world government, the people who want to live in a free country where you have your individual freedoms and individual rights not be run by institutions, have to join together.
We got to get aggressive. Aaron Russo, stay there. Long segment coming up. We got to get aggressive. We got to get angry. We got to get in their face. We'll tell you more about American Freedom to Fascism, tell the Nick Rockefeller story, and take a few calls on the other side with Aaron Russo.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's WACHTERS.com.
I want my great 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 grandchildren to know my name. And it's not something vain. I want them to use me as an example. Not that I'm some really special or good person, but you don't remember the great-great-great-great-grandpa that was some corrupt judge. You don't remember the great-great-great-great-grandpa who was, even a rich guy. You remember the great-great-great-grandpa who fought against slavery, or the great-great-grandpa who beat the Redcoats, or the great-great-grandpa, or the great-grandmother who did. I mean, I want to stand up against corruption. I want to make it better for people. They call that naive and stupid. No, that's what life is all about. And Aaron Russo has that same spirit. I know we got a lot of phone calls for him, but I want to tell this Nick Rockefeller story. But I'm encouraging all of you not to wait, not to procrastinate, but to go immediately to InfoWars.com and order America Freedom to Fascism. Go to PrisonPlanet.com, order America Freedom to Fascism on DVD. It is so powerful. It's an even different cut than what you saw in theaters, even better. So important, and it's very effective because it covers the banking system, the IRS, the North American Union, the whole global system, microchipping. Such a powerful film. I mean, that has so many people. Doctors and lawyers and people I know who are like, yeah, I believed you before, but this film really brought it home. It is so effective. Or call toll-free to get it, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And, folks, buy a bunch of copies of it. Get it out to people for April 15th. Have those events. All of you do it. set it up, do it in your area. I mean, I've even thought about the film so important, getting the Alamo Draft House here in Austin and maybe showing it for three or four nights in a row again, because people, it was sold out when it left the theaters after a week. Aaron Russo, a few more comments on American Freedom to Fascism, then I want to get into the story, because you haven't on air ever told the whole story of Nick Rockefeller. This is so chilling. But first off, any other key comments about American Freedom to Fascism?
Well, I just want to say the film has been very, very effective in taking people who are into the system and taking them out of the system, you know, because the film really explains it so clearly, and it links everything together in such a way. People always say to me they've heard these things, but they never saw the whole picture before. And what the film does, it allows people to see the whole picture, the corruption, where we've been and where we're going.
And it's 100 minutes long, which is long, and I'm not knocking other films. They're great other films, but they're 3, 4, 5 hours long. Folks, that isn't going to work with the general public.
No, but the thing is, this picture really does work. You know, I've made big movies like Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and The Rose with Bette Midler, you know, but this movie, to me, is the most important movie I've ever made, and it's the one I'm most proud of in my life, and it's the one that I think can help turn this country around and wake people up. We've had almost about 1 million views on Google in 2 months or 2.5 months, you know, and the picture's, it's really spreading, you know, around the country, and it's making a difference. And I was thinking, Alex, you know what we should do? You and I should do a tour of the country and go into different halls and stadiums in each big city in the country and put on big events and talk to the people and stage almost like a music act. There's a concert. You and I should go around the country and do a freedom exhibit, you know, restore the republic, you know, and get our country back.
We talked about that this weekend. As soon as you get better, my friend, I am ready and willing and able to do it. I think we should hit the biggest 10 cities. Maybe a, you know, 3 or 4 week tour, and I think it's going to be really exciting. Aaron, this Nick Rockefeller story, you know, you've told a piece on my show before. You did it here first, and a few other places you told a piece of it. But in the interview we did this last Saturday in Houston, there, while you're getting cancer treatment, you really laid out more than I've ever heard you talk about on air. So for people that don't know the backside, Nick approached you. He tried to recruit you. And I've talked to Dr. Dennis Cuddy and others. You'll be in line when you're a sophomore with top grades at a university, and suddenly David Rockefeller's in line with his lunch recruiting you. They're in control because they work long hours. They recruit people who they know are intelligent and have that spark. They tried to recruit me, but through corporations, it's just like a meeting with the devil, folks. Here's the millions of dollars. Join us. The New World Order's real. But hey, those dumb people, they don't want your help anyway. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. Same deal. And so literally, folks, it's like the old parable. Tell folks that story.
Well, what happened was, I had done a video called Aaron Russo's Mad as Hell. And, it was the first time I went in front of the camera myself, and it was Aaron Russo ramping up what was happening in government, and through making that video, it's people in Nevada saw it and really liked it, and they invited me to come to Nevada to speak, and I hadn't done that before, and I went there, and you know, they told me they had 25 or 35 people in a room. When I went there, there were 350 people there. And they had opened to take the walls in the hotel apart and bring more chairs in. And it was a very big success. And then I went to Las Vegas, and we had over 1,000 people come see me speak. And it was very, very successful. And out of that, they asked me to run for governor of Nevada. And long story short, I decided to do it. And I got a call one day from an attorney woman I knew. And she said, "Would you like to meet one of the Rockefellers?" I said, "Sure, I'd love to." And we arranged to have a lunch, and the relationship started, and we became friends. And he was a very, very brilliant man, very, very smart. And we used to talk about philosophies and life and what I felt about life and what he felt. And he began to divulge a lot of things to me. And it was almost like, I compare it to like two brothers in the Civil War. One's on the North, one's on the South, you know. They were brothers, but they had the different views about life. And I began to understand their point of view and where they were coming from, and I made it very clear where I stood and where I was coming from. And, they tried to recruit me, you know, asked me if I was interested in joining the Council on Foreign Relations or going into business. They were opening up a series of nightclubs that I could own and just different things, you know. And, he would ask me questions about how I felt about the population of the earth. You know, are there too many people here? And, you know, we had many conversations. One of the conversations...
Well, let's go back to the population, because he said a number they wanted to get it down to.
Well, what he said was, if I recall it exactly, they wanted to cut it down by a third to a half, the population of the earth. And how did I feel about that? You know, and I said, well, who can decide who's going to live and die? You? Who's going to decide that? You know, how could you be? I mean, I think there are a lot of people on the earth, and there's, you know, but I don't think you have the right to decide who's going to kill anybody else or to eliminate the population, you know. And so we had that really wasn't an in-depth conversation. But what was in-depth, he told me the story about women's liberation. You know, he told me the story, you know, about how there was going to be an event.
Let's walk through each one. Let's do the women's liberation policer, and then let's get into the 9/11 issue, because you went further on that as well.
Okay. The women's liberation issue, he was at my house one evening, and we were talking, and he used to tell me, you know, Aaron, when I come to your house, the only place I can ever relax, you know, and he used to come there, and he'd relax, take off his shoes, and we used to laugh and talk and share ideas and thoughts. And so he said to me one night, he said, what do you think the women's liberation movement was about? And I said, I thought it was about women having equal rights with men and equal pay. And, you know, I thought it was at the time, a fairly noble idea. And he laughed at me. He says, you know, you're an idiot. I said, why am I an idiot? He says, let me tell you what that was really about. And he said, look, we at the Rockefeller Foundation pretty much financed the women's liberation movement. We got all the, you know, we helped get a press and public attention and so on and so forth. And it was, and he said there were two reasons why we did that. And I said, well, what were the reasons? And he said the first reason was we couldn't tax half the population before, which we can now tax. And the second reason was now we get the kids at an early age in our schools because it breaks up the family. Now the women's working, the man's working. The kids have to go to public schools. We get to educate them. We get to indoctrinate them how to think. We raise them. They look at the state as the parent. And that's why we really push so hard for women's lib. And it blew my mind because it never occurred to me that that could be the reason behind it, you know? And it just freaked me out how clever and smart they were to achieve their goals and their aims and the way they did it in the back door, and yet it seemed very noble on the surface. It seemed like a positive thing, you know? And so that really was a mind opener for me.
But you really went into detail then on the 9/11 thing 11 months before. I mean, this was really funny to him. Break that down for us, please.
Well, what happened was that he was talking to me. He said that there's going to be an event, Aaron, and out of that event, you're going to see we're going to go into Afghanistan, so we can run pipelines from the Caspian Sea. We're going to go into Iraq to take the oil and establish a base in the Middle East and to push the New World Order and to create a situation where we control the Middle East and establish bases there, big bases there. And we're going to go into Venezuela and try and get rid of Chavez. And the first two they've accomplished. Chavez they didn't accomplish. And so you're going to see guys going into caves looking for looking for people that they're never going to find. And he was laughing about it. I was like, well, you know, it's like a silly, it was like, it's so silly that, you know, he was laughing about the fact that you have this war on terror. There's no real enemy, and yet there's a war going on, and you convince everybody to give up their civil rights and their civil liberties, and soldiers are going to be looking through caves for people, and yet there's nothing real happening.
Now, did he specifically say, ha-ha, that's not a real war, it's a perfect enemy, never can be defeated?
Exactly. It's like, you know, he was just laughing about how silly it was, but that everybody's going to buy it and buy into it, you know?
No, they laugh at us. I mean, it's like jet fuel brought down the towers. Ha, ha, ha. And, you know, I mean, it's real funny how stupid everybody is. And that's the thing, folks. We're here telling you they're laughing at you, and they're cold-blooded people. Then he went into the microchip, didn't he?
The microchip. Well, that was another part of the story. Yeah, that came a little bit later. But back on the war thing, you know, it was like he's talking about how by having this war on terror, you can never win it because it's an eternal war, and so you can always keep taking people's liberties away. And I said, how are you going to convince people that this war is real? He said, but the media. The media can convince everybody it's real. I mean, you know, it's just that you keep talking about things. You keep saying it over and over and over again, and eventually people believe it. And that's what it is. You know, I mean, the war on terror is a farce. What really happened is, you know, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You know, you created the Social Security thing through lies. Again, it was when they created Social Security, they said your number will never be used for identification, which was another lie. You know, you create 9/11, you know, which is another lie. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie. That wasn't about terror. That was about taking out Iraq, you know, and phony things about the weapons of mass destruction. And now they're going to do Iran. You know, and it's all one thing leading to another, leading to another, leading to another.
Now, Aaron,
it's all based on lies.
Absolutely. You also talked to him, and I want to get into the microchip thing lastly, and then take some calls. You also talked about, you know, you said, hey, these are people. We're hurting them. This will be bad. And he was basically saying, oh, who cares about them? Only care about yourself. Can you relay that?
Well, what it was, you know, I say to him, you know, I would say to him, what are you doing this for? What's the point of this thing? You have all the money in the world you ever want. You have all the power. He said, you know, it's about the. I said, you know, you're hurting people. It's just not a good thing. And he would say, what do you care about the people for? Take care of yourself and you take care of your family. It's about you and your family. Get on the right side of the situation and take care of yourself and your family. And you know, and it was also like, don't try and be logical. He'd say to me, don't be logical. You know, because logic doesn't work. And you know, it's sort of like war is peace. You know. Nothing makes any sense. And then I said to him, what are the ultimate goals here? He said, the ultimate goal is to get everybody in this world chipped with the RFID chip and, have all money be on those chips and everything on those chips. And if anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off their chip. And they can't buy anything, they can't do anything. And that's what it's about. A government run by the institutions and the bankers. Of the running of the world, and everybody in the world being chipped, and they're controlling everything. They're controlling the game. Where you can go, where you know, where you can travel, whether you can go into the country or not.
And he said that if you got pulled over, though, the chip will say the cops leave you alone.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, he said, Aaron, what do you get? Do you have a chip? He said, I'm going to take a chip. The chip's going to say KMA on it. And he was sort of laughing when he said that. And I said, what's KMA? And he said, kiss my ass. And so if you get pulled over, and it says KMA on it, and I don't think you really meant KMA, but there would be something in there that would let you know you were one of the special people.
Yeah, now, the Homeland Security head, Ridge, when he was in, said our ID cards will have four levels of security, and the green one is leave you alone. There may be a level even above that. Now, obviously, anyone who's like this guy in this elite, I mean, no one could trust an elite like this to be a member of it. They're all backstabbing each other, too. I mean, this is nightmarish.
It is. I mean, and I saw that because I remember he was having problems within his own family, you know, about power struggles that were going on.
Oh, you never told me. Oh, tell us about that.
I don't know that much about it. I really don't know.
Well, what did he say? He just said, I'm having power struggles?
Yeah, there were power struggles going on within the family. Who was going to take over? Who was going to be next in line? Things like that, you know. And I don't know all the details about it, you know, but, you know, I was very close with Nick. And, in the end, when I didn't go along with everything, he tried to screw me, and you know, and that's when it ended. I just walked away from it, you know, and I did what I do, and he does what he does.
But I tell you, that's got to make the New World Order really real for you to actually have them try to recruit you. Similar things have happened to me, and I mean, that's when it really comes home to you, when they're there in suits with money. Saying, yes, it's real, but we know best. The people don't know how to run their own lives. No more New World Order. Come be a fake Rush Limbaugh. And I told them no. I mean, they're not playing games. Folks, this stuff's real.
Yeah, it is real. And they do it all with a nod and a wink. You know, nothing goes in writing. They do it all with a nod and a wink. You know, everybody knows what they're doing. It's all understood. But very little of it ever goes in writing. So you can find out. I mean, imagine all these private bankers controlling the money of this country. It's a farce. It's a farce. It's a joke.
They print the money. They make the money.
Exactly. They create it out of thin air. They buy whatever they want to buy. They buy the politicians. There's no difference between John McCain and Hillary Clinton. You know, which one's going to become the president, or Rudy Giuliani? It's all the same crap, you know? And that's what it is. And we're stuck with it unless we decide to do something about it.
America, freedom to fascism, exposes them. Get it at InfoWars.com today or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I'm Alex Jones. Final segment. We'll go to Dave, Rick, and Jeff quickly. All three of you. You'll get about a 30, 45-second question or comment, then Aaron will comment, and we're going to end this transmission. Another great interview with Aaron Russo. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Welcome back. Final segment. An hour is not enough with Aaron Russo. We appreciate him doing the interview Saturday and coming on today. And now you know the full extent of what he's facing. Be sure and support him and pray for him. Aaron, I want to tell you, I always considered you a friend, known you for years via the telephone, but it's been great getting a chance to meet you and your wife.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it. And vice versa, I feel the same way. I really do. You know, there's a bunch of us in this movement who want to change things, and we have to give each other the respect and work together and create a synergy amongst the public and make things happen.
That's another reason I like you, is you're not an egomaniac and you're a team player and you're focused on defeating the New World Order. We need more people like you, Aaron Russo.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate that very much.
Dave in Michigan. You're on the air with Aaron Russo. Go ahead.
Hi, Aaron. In your movie, there's people like John Turner, Joe Bannister, and Sherry Jackson, all former employees of the IRS, that
yes.
At some point in the movie, they state that they have not continued to file for their taxes. Yet earlier in the program, you stated that you wouldn't recommend not filing. I'm wondering, how are they going about this?
Well,
I didn't file last year.
I mean, let me comment. They prosecuted Bannister, and the jury said not guilty. The thing is, the danger, I mean, people are now winning in court because the truth's out, but still, Aaron's saying he's not going to give you advice to do something that's dangerous. He's saying, here's the film, here's the info, you're a big boy, you make the decision. Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, what I'm saying is very simple, that there is no law. The Supreme Court said that the IRS doesn't have the ability to tax your labor and your wages. But they do it anyway, and they do it by force. And I can't tell people not to pay because you might get hurt. And
right.
So I don't tell you what to do. You know, I can't do that because you might get hurt by not doing it. And a lot of people are very arrogant. They say, well, don't pay your taxes and don't do this and don't do that. And they have all these arguments, but they still get hurt.
Yeah, I got to be careful about the advice I give. You know, that's why I get mad about, you know, these magic cure-all things. You know, I don't want somebody going and taking that and not getting medical care and dying. You know, the point is, I'm saying make up your own mind out there, folks, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you what you should and shouldn't do when it comes to your taxes, your school, your investments. We just try to give you ideas.
You know, it's impossible for someone like myself to tell people not to pay because people can get hurt. You know, it's a decision everybody makes for themselves.
You don't pay. You haven't paid since the 80s, right?
You just have to know the information, what the truth is, and you decide for yourself what you want
to
do.
Aaron, I mean, to be clear, though, since they tried to scam you in 89, you haven't paid.
I never said that, Alex.
No, I'm guessing, then.
don't guess. I don't want to get into what I do because I don't want to recommend anything to anybody else.
I understand. Well, then, I mean, you never told me what you did. I'm just guessing that after they tried to scam you, you know, you did leave the country. I guess that's one way to get away from them.
No, I didn't leave the country for that reason.
But now they try to follow you outside the country.
Yeah, well, American citizens, and I think Filipinos, are the only two people that no matter where you live, you owe money to that country, even if you don't live it or make it there.
That's sick. Okay, Dave, thanks for the call. Rick in Reno, quickly. Go ahead, Rick.
I'm calling to promise prayer for Mr. Russo and to ask you and your audience to do the same.
Yeah, well, I've already prayed for him. We should all pray for him to get better. Yeah, Aaron, we need you. We know you're going to get better.
Thank you. I feel very confident that I'm going to beat this thing. And, Rick, thank you very much for your prayers. I really appreciate that very much. It means a lot to me. It really does.
Anything else, Rick? I guess he's gone. Jeff in Michigan, I know you're on another subject, but go ahead quickly.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm a cancer survivor also. And I was told yesterday I might have some more, but I ain't worried about that. But I did want to say that I think it was December 23rd. When a McClatchy News Service reported the CIA is paying the Somalian warlord that killed our troops money to fight the Muslims there.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, I saw that article. I've got to dig that back out and cover it. Yeah, it's sick.
And Alex, I ran for office, and I was defeated, and IRS was all over me
like you know what? Call me back tomorrow and tell me more. Aaron, I want to commend you and thank you for all your work in making America freedom to fascism. I do think it's the most important work you've done in your life.
Thank you very much, Alex. It's a pleasure. I enjoyed doing your show. We're talking to you. We'll figure everything out. And American people, please stand up and fight back.
Absolutely. God bless. Stay there, Aaron.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.